taking the first moments of arriving in a sitting period to settle into the posture we've chosen, as comfortable as possible in the posture. And the first moments often have some amount of adjusting to them, finding the tilt of the hips that feels right and good, finding the belly softening, finding the balance of the heart over the belly, over the hips, over the center of the earth. Finding the shoulders falling open and back, and the balance of the head. Sometimes it can feel good to rock a little side to side, front and back, finding our center of gravity. My first Zen teacher said that one of the words for Zen practice was center of gravity, or to find your center of gravity. What is the center of gravity? Physically, this spot where we're not falling off to one side or front and back, where our structure holds us gracefully in relation to the earth, a soft, upright posture. More deeply, what is the center of gravity? What is the place where your being and the being of that which is larger than you and all the other beings rest in equilibrium with each other? How do we find our center and rest into it? As we settle into the posture, eyes can be open or closed, whichever feels most easeful for you, whichever most supports your attention to be awake, present, not too worried. Notice that in this moment, in this room with these people, in this moment of sitting, you don't have to do anything particular about your future. You don't have to figure out your plans. You can't fix the past. Part of the magic of practicing in this way is that for a few moments here, there's not much to do. So we can ignore planning and worry, all of the spinning wheels of thought. And noticing something that feels good, easeful or pleasant. Not a memory of something else, some dramatic pleasure, but something that feels good right now. Maybe the temperature, or the color of the tone of the light in the room. Maybe some hum or buzz in the body, a sense of presence. Maybe pleasure is too strong a word, but there's a simple being here that turns out to be pretty nice when we set aside the worry and all the rest. As we settle, connecting with the movement of the breath in the body. If the breath feels comfortable, giving your attention, giving yourself to intimate contact with this body breathing. Notice your next in-breath, how the body awakens a little, takes in life. One more breath is happening in this life. And then it turns to the out-breath, releases. One more out-breath in this life. Part of the mystery of attending to breathing is that it's one of the most direct or palpable signs, evidence that we have that we are still alive. And the breath is always present. This breath is always this breath, not any other, not a breath from the past or a breath in the future. So for tonight, the encouragement to stay close with this breathing body. To let the fears and worries and memories and hopes swirl in the background. Sometimes parents with a new baby, after a long day of everything a day with the baby contains, the child falls asleep. And the parent will just sit with them or hold them or watch them breathe. And the little breath coming and going, so mysterious. Each breath, a little magic, life happening, life appearing as we breathe. There is no other life than the life that unfolds as we breathe. And at the other end, we find ourselves in the presence of someone we love who's close to death. Again, we watch their breathing. We don't know which breath will be the last breath. We never know. But where there's breath, there's life, and we hold on to the thread of life. We feel it moving through our fingers, through our heart. We'll sit in silence together, receiving each breath as life itself. Knowing ourselves alive somewhere in the middle of this life, whatever that means. and the future is unknown. Each breath, still alive. Awake to life. This is called life.